Hey guys, welcome to episode one of The Tea. We're so glad you're here. So glad you're here.
Hey, how's
Hey,
it going?
good. How was your weekend?
How was my weekend? Oh yeah, it was good. We did what was Friday? Okay, Adeline had a game Friday, and then Bentley had a tournament, travel basketball tournament all day Saturday, and then church on Sunday and Ivy's birthday party. It was good.
Yeah.
Oh, and Jake Grace.
And Jake Grace.
Yeah, so we watched that on the
Booked and
TV.
busy.
Yeah, we were busy. It was a busy weekend. I'm still tired.
You're not gonna believe what I did.
What?
Because I haven't even got to talk to you about this.
Oh, okay. This is
So, okay, I called
hot
you.
news.
No, I know.
Hot tea.
It's very hot. So on Friday, I called you and I told you I was having a really hard day, that I just felt like I was really in the trenches of motherhood. And I was getting ready for the birthday party. If you know, you know. I feel like if you're having a birthday party at your house, or really in general, it's just kind of like a thing. A lot of moving parts, and it kind of feels like you're the only one moving the parts, you know? So,
Like you're the mom.
yeah, like basically I'm the mom. So I called Caleb also. I was just like, I'm just having the worst day today. Like, I'm just in the trenches. I feel like I'm gonna lose my mind. And both my kids are sick, so that wasn't helping. Anyways, Caleb got a babysitter and we went on a date. No, we went on a date.
I don't even remember what that's like.
Yeah, it's been
That's
a
amazing.
really long time. Thank
Congratulations.
you so much. We just stayed in town though, which was fine. I kind of was like, you know, whenever you're so tired and you do want to go on a date, but like you kind of don't want to go. I was like, can we just stay close by? And so we did. We went to the golf course.
Oh, okay. So that was a date.
That's how that happened. Yeah, when I
Okay.
was texting you the whole time. And I was texting her the whole time
I didn't know she was on a date. Thought we were just having
Yeah,
a conversation.
we were. Like, you were also, you was a double date. Because we were texting Jake too.
Oh, wow. Makes sense.
Yeah. But I told our server about the pod, so she knows. It's kind of the name on everyone's lips right now.
It is. It's the Taylor Swift tea, if you will. That. And it sh as it should be.
As it should.
Because if it weren't, I'd be concerned.
Yeah.
But it is. People have loved our little, just keeps calling it the trailer, but our little
No, I keep calling it the pilot.
the
Yeah, our
pilot,
pilot
our
episode.
little sizzle reel.
Yeah.
And people have really loved it. And we are so happy. And we can't wait to share with you like a full app.
Yeah, and this is it.
We're doing it right now.
It's happening right now. No, somebody, I was checking the socials this morning and somebody had commented, like, when is episode one?
Now, you're in
It's
it.
happening. You're watching or listening, whatever you prefer. But yeah, so that was Friday night, and that really was booing for me going into the weekend. Because if not for that date night, where would I be today? I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know what's booing me. Quite literally nothing, because it was like bus, club, another bus, plane, another club all weekend long. Like, and can I tell you,
Are you
just
tired?
I'm so tired. I really am so tired. Like, I
Yeah.
just can't. Honestly, it's been so many weeks in a row of just like that this is just who we are now, and it's okay. And I didn't even take my vitamins this morning. And so if I yawn like 50 times, it's my own fault because I didn't even take vitamins.
Yeah.
I didn't take my the vitamin B or anything.
Oh my
I
gosh.
know. I haven't even had anything to eat or drink today.
Oh my gosh.
Which is like pretty normal for me until like lunchtime. I might have like some sips of water, but I always take my vitamins. And that just keeps me going till like 12:45.
Yeah. Moving forward, we really need to have a beverage to have during.
Actually even made a beverage, but it didn't make it to the table. I
Yeah.
had some tea. But
Oh.
also I drank it and it was like too sweet. And I was like, can't
Tea that's too
continue.
sweet. Never heard of it.
Are you being real, though.
I'm getting no chill.
No, I can't. Like, okay, you know that kind of tea that you take a sip and it's almost, it's like syrup?
Yeah.
That was that tea that's in your refrigerator.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know where that's from.
Teens and Deans.
Yeah.
So this segment of the show is brought to you by Teens and Deans Country Kitchen.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
It was too sweet. Yeah. But also, it had been in there for a few days.
Yeah.
So, you know, it cultivates and it thickens over time.
It gets more syrupy.
And I just couldn't do it.
You had to have that tea with pancakes.
Literally. And so anyway, yeah, no drink. So it just made me more thirsty.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I'm staring at my coffee across the room. Like,
it's okay. But back to what I was going to say.
Yeah.
About, oh, Friday. Okay. So the one thing about soccer in Iredell County is if it rains, they're playing.
Yeah.
It's 50 degrees and raining Friday afternoon. And we are sitting. We are in it. And it's miserable. It really is. But we're there, and we're doing it, and it's quite literally the least fun you've ever had. But they won, so that's good.
Go and then, on. I know. What's their team name?
Owls.
Go Owls. The
Owls. Go Owls. No, that is one thing. Don't even get me started about the group chat. And I won't even go into it right now.
I'm not.
But I do want to talk about.
This is not group chat friendly podcast.
I do want to talk about group chats while I'm thinking about it. Because, like, people
can. I hate group chat.
Jessica hates group chats.
No, don't, I hate them.
Don't put her in a group chat. Except for if it's me and Jake and Caleb's group chat with Jess.
Yeah.
That group chat's
also
popping.
Also, I'm in the neighborhood group chat, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's a little disrespectful that I'm not in that group chat. Because I live here adjacently. But it's a little disrespectful.
We can add you in.
It really is. It's a little disrespectful. But
okay.
Moving on. So one thing about the group chat that literally just cracks Jake up, because he's not really an active participant in the group chat. He just, like, Jake hates group chats also.
Are we talking about the soccer group chat?
I'm talking about, yes.
Any group chat.
Any group chat, though. Any sports group chat.
Okay.
Because, like, we have three kids. We're in a lot of, like, sports group chats. And one thing that really just, like, even though he's not actively participating in the group chat, he, like, it just, it really cracks him up when everybody will just be like, you know, after the game, just as an example.
Okay.
After the game, game's over, and then, like, we're not even in the car yet. We haven't even made it to the car. And people are like, good job today, or whatever. This is for whatever. This is Bentley's group chat. No.
Nobody says that, but we should.
No, why are you not?
How are you the Owls and you're
not?
No,
I know.
Hoo-hoo!
I'm talking about all the group chats. I'm talking about Bentley's travel, basketball, chat, whatever. Insert whatever.
Yeah.
You're not even in the car yet. And these mamas are like, go team, go Owls, go Team Hickory, go, yeah. And I'm like, what is Kinley? Go Gems. And that just, it's like,
go Gems.
Like, calm down in the group chat. We just saw you.
A good thing that you could do for that would be to silence the chat.
You know what chat I have silenced?
Ours?
No.
Oh. I was so sad.
No. I did leave that chat one time, though.
You did leave that chat one time, and I was like...
Sometimes you have to leave the chat.
You slammed the door in our face.
I did. Sometimes you have to.
Mostly, I feel like you slammed the door on Caleb and Jake's face because they were kind of like, they need their own chat.
I'm sure they have their own chat. They do. I know they do.
Yeah, but it just was like, this was not the place for it.
No. This should be, no, this is like one of those moms that was in Jake's group chat the other day. This needs to be a personal conversation.
Yes.
Not in the group chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're going to say next. Anyway.
No, again, that would have been a good time for Jake to leave the chat.
I thought they were going to kick him out of the chat. They didn't. Anyway.
Can you do that?
I don't know.
I'm surprised I haven't got kicked out of some chats.
I think you would just have to start a new chat.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea. I don't know. But these people are going to be watching this too.
Yeah.
It's fine. I have the family group chat silenced. with like the Barnes side of the family, the Barnes ladies group chat, where we talk about
Oh.
like holidays and get-togethers and stuff. And
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why. It's not because I'm not reading it. It's not because I'm not reading it. It's just because it's so many people in that
At
chat
so many at one
that it's like
time.
ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
And I'm not mentally stable enough for
It's
that.
overwhelming.
I can't do the ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
I can't look at, like, I have it silenced. That way I can see it,
Yes.
but I just want, don't want the. Can't do
Yes.
that.
Yeah. No, that one is a very overwhelming group chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I like never reply to that one either. Like when people are like, "I'm bringing sweet
Potato
casserole."
casserole. Wait, and then no, the one time that mom was like,
bring things.
we have too many casseroles.
Then pops in.
That's enough
We don't need
casseroles.
any more casseroles now.
Okay,
Can
listen.
somebody bring a cake or a dessert
No, can
or a
some, or
drink
just like
or
green beans or just like corn. Why does it have to be a casserole?
why not? Everything.
Because it's Thanksgiving, Tina. Like, that's why. We don't, I don't want corn.
Want
I want corn casserole. And also, I make a really good corn casserole. And I don't want just green beans. I
Yeah,
want green
you
bean
do.
casserole.
Yeah, you do slay that corn casserole.
It's a classic.
Yeah,
Anyway,
classic.
sometimes you have to silence the group chat,
And
but
that's okay.
yeah.
And just circle back around to it whenever you can, or if you can't, it's fine too. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm realizing? The group chats that I'm the most active in only have like four people.
Well, because it's when there's so many, then you have to
It
go
kind of feels
back.
more like a three-way call,
Yeah.
which I really started doing more of that recently.
Not you always putting me in a three-way call. Like,
Well, no. I mean, here's the thing, and I know there are people out here that can relate to this.
it's giving fifth grade.
This is so relatable. Somebody calls you, they tell you something.
And then you have to call someone else and
And
tell
you're like, there are
them.
two people that I'm gonna tell this to. And one, I'm not gonna tell it twice.
Yeah, just put it in the,
No, I'm gonna call them at the
put
same
it,
time.
yeah.
And if they're not available, then like we'll do it again later, you know? But no, I kind of came to that conclusion that it's too much work to. I just kind of am on the phone all the time.
Yeah.
You know? And I just feel like it's easier. Like I could take this 10 minutes and I could tell the two people that I'm going to tell about this.
Yeah. Also, that leads to people who say, don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
Because, and I don't even think this is a shock. This is not tea. This is not news.
No, this is not news.
If you tell me something and you say, but don't tell anybody. Okay, but that don't count my sister and my husband. Period.
Exclamation point.
Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. And I'm talking to you, Tina Barnes. But don't say nothing. Now don't tell nobody. And
Literally, mom just told me
don't
yesterday.
talk about me on your
How
podcast.
did this become a teens podcast? It's not.
It's not.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on from group
It's
chats.
not. Yeah, but I mean, that is a thing. Like, you know, if people are like, oh, don't tell anybody.
Also, why are you telling me something that I can't tell anybody?
Yeah.
Am
Yeah.
I going to talk about it on the pod? No. But am I going to immediately pick up the phone and call Jess? Yes. Actually, she's on a three-way call right now. You just don't know. We've never done that, by the
Oh my,
way.
no, we have never done that. We've never done that.
But that's a good idea. I'm
If you, I mean, I
gonna
wouldn't.
start three-way calling you when I talk to mom so you can hear it.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, that's enough about mom.
Yeah,
Sorry, mom.
we love you so much.
We'll talk about this in the group chat.
Yeah, we'll take that to the group chat. How do we,
How do we get here?
yeah, I have
How do
no
we get
idea.
back? I don't know.
How do we backtrack out of
How do we
this?
get here? How do we get out? I don't know.
Yeah,
Okay.
yeah. Yeah, no, I literally was like, Mom, we're not gonna talk about you. Like, why would we talk about
I me? Never said that. I never told her I wasn't going to talk about her.
Okay.
I love talking about mom.
You brought that up. Yeah. So that's literally on you.
But it's okay. I live with mom right now. She's like half of my life right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Annabeth, if you don't know.
Annabeth is going through a journey right now. She's really been on a journey. And you know what? Now that we're there, let's go ahead and talk about the elephant in the room.
Okay.
Where were you when you very first heard Reputation? No, where were you whenever Reputation dropped?
I was in the car, I think with you. I know me and you listened to it. I don't know if that's when
we were together.
I don't know if that's when it dropped.
Because when I first remember listening to it, I was on my way to work. And this was whenever I worked in Asheville, and I was on my way to Wink, and Reputation had dropped, and I was like, okay, pull it up.
I don't remember. I don't remember the first time I heard it.
Plugged it up to the aux. And was just like, oh my gosh, because, you know, she had disappeared for so long.
Yeah.
She had fallen off the face of the world. We were just like, where's Taylor? It was kind of like, can you imagine if the internet was like how everybody's trying to find Kate right now?
No, I know.
Like everybody trying to find Taylor at that time.
But they weren't because they hated her.
Well,
nobody was trying to find Taylor.
Nobody was trying to find Taylor. And then also,
justice for Taylor.
Justice for Taylor.
In that.
Well, and also the internet was not, like, TikTok was not a thing. And like, I feel like that really like has been a thing. But no, I mean, yeah, they literally were kind of like, they like kind of murdered her in a way.
Yeah. I know what that feels like.
And she just kind of like went away.
Yeah. Which I get it. And I identify.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't remember like the first time I heard it, but I will tell you that it never gets old. And it has only renaissanced.
Yeah.
Like Taylor just keeps, like, her music never dies. And you don't grow out of it.
No.
It just, new meanings attached to it.
Yeah.
Like, for example, when Reputation came out, I was in like a really crappy relationship. And so it kind of hit different.
Yeah.
But now.
Yeah. Like the moment that I heard the line, the old Taylor can't come to the phone right now. Why? Because she's dead? I was just like,
yeah.
She's back. She's back.
That is so iconic.
And I remember, like, there were people that were like, I don't like it. It's not her. It's like, I love, like, OG Taylor. And I'm like, I can't relate.
Okay.
I can't relate to you. I'm so sorry.
Listen.
I'm so sorry. We're not the same.
This is a Taylor Swift podcast.
1,000%.
And if you don't like Taylor Swift, then you just hang up the phone right now. Exit the group chat.
Yeah.
Because
you're going to hate it here.
Delete my number. I'm so for real. Like, delete it. Don't ever talk to me again. And I'm being serious. Because I don't relate to you.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. And like, okay, especially, okay, this, and I'm so glad you brought this up.
Yeah.
Because I've been dying to talk about it.
It is the elephant in the room.
I've been dying to talk about it for a minute. Like, I really have. People? I'm just shaking.
Okay, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Do you need a change into a t-shirt?
Listen, okay. People who are like, I like Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
But the old Taylor Swift.
I liked Country Taylor.
I like Country Taylor. I like Fearless.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah.
You don't like Taylor. Because you know what?
That was honestly just kind of a blimp in time for her.
And I would argue to say that that wasn't even like truly her. Like, she was so young.
Yeah.
She was not who she was going to be. Like,
I mean, I think genuinely, whenever you think about even how she sounded on those albums, like, it wasn't real true, like, a country voice.
Well, no.
It was kind of like she was, like,
And her voice has gotten.
Song is a slam screen door.
Yeah.
Like, that is so.
You could have inserted any singer to sing that song. Yeah. And her voice has so evolved over time. And the magic that is Taylor Swift is in her evolution.
Yes.
That's like her secret sauce. Yes. So if you say to me, I just like the old Taylor. Okay, well, you know what? Like, she can't come to the phone right now because she's dead. And.
Yeah.
And I'm not here for it. And I just don't want, I don't want to hear it. And like, and if you don't like it.
That's fine. Leave.
Just don't talk to me about it.
Yeah.
Because you're wrong. And like, period.
Yeah.
And that's on that.
And we've done that several times. Like, if we've been in a conversation and someone's like, you know, I never really got into Taylor Swift. And we're like, okay, so let's just talk about something else.
No.
Because we, let's find something else to talk about, you know, like,
yeah, don't even also get me started on the people who are like, she's demonic. Okay. I don't even want to dive into that one right
We're
now.
We're not going to.
We won't. But like, it's not that serious. Like, it's not that serious.
It's not that serious.
It just fires me up because I'm so passionate about it.
I think just people love to create narratives about her. And she's talked about that a lot of times, about just how people just love to, like, decide who she is and kind of make up who she is. And I think that, like, people cannot even imagine that, like, she would actually just be, like, a good person.
Who likes to make music.
And is, like, really good at it. Yeah. I mean, what are the odds?
I mean, her, like, philanthropy?
No idea.
Philanthropist.
That's not in my, like, Rolodex. I don't know. I don't use that word.
Philanthropist.
Philanthropist. Use it in a sentence. What does it mean?
Like, charity work.
Charity work.
Philanthropist.
Yeah.
Is that right?
No idea. I would say with charity work.
No, I know that's what the word is, but I don't know if I'm saying it right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, she does so much good.
She does. And, like, obviously, at the end of the day, like, it's not about works.
No!
But I think that, like, it would be hard. Like, if you're a demonic person, like, you're not doing that for, you're not giving, you're not loving, you're not caring for others. And, like, I do think that she is. I don't know her personally. But, like, from my research and development, yeah. I feel like that's kind of the consensus that I've come to. And, anyways.
And it don't have to always be about religion.
It doesn't. But I think, you know, people will say, oh, well, like, because they're in more of her, like, later music, then she was using, like, language and stuff in her music.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, Taylor, like, my 3-year-old's listening to this. Like, maybe not.
And yes, well, you listen to the clean version.
Yes.
You listen to the clean version in the car.
Yeah. But I also don't think that she's, like, going in with, like,
some of this other stuff.
Well, not even that, but I just don't think that it's like, yes, there is some language in some of the songs, but I'm not saying, I don't think it's.
But have you ever turned on country radio?
Yeah, no, I'm saying that it might be like one word here or there, yes. Like, it's not kind of like the whole,
right.
It's not the whole brand.
I mean, like, and this is coming from, like, we grew up listening to Lil Wayne. And that's just a fact.
I'm telling you right now, I know there are people watching and listening right now that probably still to this day have a Jetta Jam CD in their car. And you're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're absolutely welcome, because that was the greatest hits
of all time.
Of all time. Greatest hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really have, like.
Well, and also we grew up with Britney Spears. Spice Girls.
Hit Me Baby One More Time. What was it? Okay, let's be clear. What was that song even about?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, how old would I have been? But like, whenever Slave for You? No, yeah. I was making up my own dances to Slave for You. I didn't know what she was talking about. I was just like,
yeah.
It's Britney.
Like, it's Britney. You know?
Yeah. So we were just kind of like getting down.
Yeah.
Making up some dances. Doing like the, you know.
There was some good ones in there too.
Anyways, that's what we grew up with. And Nobody was really talking about it
but
then.
Also, let's be clear, it's the same people calling Taylor Swift demonic who is singing Morgan Wallen, I found myself in this bar.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need some whiskey glasses.
Yeah.
And no, don't get me wrong, I love Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
We stan.
We do.
But
it's like,
make it make sense.
Right, right.
But like, but when Taylor
also,
says, but when Taylor says, I never trust a narcissist, but they love me. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
Anyway.
No, but what I was going to say, just one last thing on that, is that Beyonce's new song.
Yes.
Okay. Everybody's like, oh, it's such a hit. Okay. Yeah. Well, and I don't know anything about Beyonce, but like they've said for years that Beyonce, and that could be completely false.
Okay, and let me be real though, Beyonce is giving demonic. She's giving the,
right, she's doing like the things.
Yeah, and that's, it's giving.
So anyways, I'm kind of like, if you stand with Beyonce, but you don't stand with Taylor, yes. I'm confused.
But I think, but also I think those are two separate things because I think Beyonce is very much giving demonic. Like, but I don't even think she's trying to hide
but
it.
But I'm saying, what I'm trying to say is that people that would not stand with Taylor are like, I love Beyonce's new song.
Yes, this ain't Texas.
Yeah.
Ain't no hold 'em.
Exactly.
Woo! Woo! And it is catchy, which is the worst part. It's so catchy. Yeah.
Down, down, down.
It is.
Down, down. Yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah, it is really catchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the tea on that.
That is the tea on that. For sure.
Because I knew you wanted to know.
Yeah. I just kind of wanted to know where you were when you heard it for the first time, but it's okay. You didn't know.
I was a lot younger than you, too.
Yeah. Kind of forget about that.
But the first time I really remember, like, really jamming to it, I was driving down the road in my old car.
There is a video out there somewhere in the world where this was kind of like when we really started to kind of ride for each other.
Okay.
And there is a video of us singing Shake It Off in the car.
Yes.
And I would love to find that video.
I don't even know where
and
that
maybe
would...
kind of like insert a clip here.
Yeah. I don't even know where that would exist.
I don't know where. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But it's out there somewhere and we're like, I think I had purple hair.
I might have it on my phone.
Yeah.
I'll have to do some R&D.
That was kind of like the evolution of us being sisters, even though we've been sisters forever.
Yeah.
But you know.
Yeah.
There was kind of like a turning point.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that a different
day. It's
for
another, yeah. It's for another episode.
Yeah. Trying to keep it light, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What else? Kate. Plus eight.
No. Oh! I was like, Kate Middleton.
Yeah. Not our Kate.
Kate Middleton. Okay.
I never got into it. Okay. I mean, I was listening to it. I was listening to other people talk about it on other podcasts and other platforms and stuff. But, and I had seen videos on TikTok, but I just never like was like, OMG, where's Kate? We have to find Kate.
Oh, like, no, me either. I wasn't like worried about it, but
yeah, like,
like, yeah. I knew they'd find her somewhere. Okay, so if you don't know, and I don't really either, Kate Middleton is the princess of Wales.
Maybe. Question mark, question mark.
Question mark, question mark.
She's a princess.
She's a princess of Oceanovia.
She will be queen.
When the king dies.
When he passes away.
Yes. So
he just, you know, took over not long ago. And then they announced that the king had cancer. And so he's battling cancer. And so I don't really know how his health is right now.
I think he's okay.
I think he's okay. But I don't know.
I think he's okay.
I'm not doing research on that.
I don't either.
But he is battling.
Yeah. And that's quite literally none of our business.
Yeah.
But Kate had
also very sad, sadness, because he like just became king.
I know. Like all he ever wanted his whole life because his mom lived so long, like all hail the queen. And I just gave Jacob
a lesson
on this the other day.
Yeah.
Because let's talk about it. This brings me to a whole nother note, which we will get back to Kate. So they had this race fully called King of the Modifieds.
Oh, I noticed
I was
that.
so disrespected. I was like, I don't know who your PR person is, but it's not good. So this is my formal complaint
Yeah.
to that guy that runs that series that I don't know his name.
Maybe they need like a Gen Z correspondent,
They need,
or do you
yes,
think
it's
that?
men, it's a bunch of men. It's a bunch of men who run this series. It's a bunch of men. I
Yeah.
know. Anyway, so they, but
This is
in,
only episode one. I need you to calm
I
down.
know, but in their defense, there were not any females in the field, but they didn't know that when they like created that event.
Okay, I was wondering where you were going with this, and now the math is mapping because it was called King. So then what if a girl would have won? It would have been the queen.
Yes, but that led me into a conversation with my husband, Jake Crum, who almost won that race.
He did so good.
But we won't get into that.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
But so me and Jake were having this whole conversation because he was like, Annabeth, it's not that serious. And I was like, a little bit is, but you're a man, so you don't think it's that serious. And that sounds,
Yeah.
coming from a man,
Yeah.
But it led me into the conversation about how historically, and this is leading back to the Queen of England, who reigned for many, many, many moments. When a queen is, in fact, the queen, like she inherited the throne, not just by marriage.
Right.
When a queen inherits a throne, they are more powerful than they would ever be had they been married into the throne. They have all the power, and like her husband had no power at all. Like the queen was queening.
She
Like
was
the
the
queens
queenie.
have more power
Yeah.
in that scenario than the king, period. And I had to give him that history lesson.
And then what did he say?
He said I was taking it too seriously and it wasn't that serious. But it would have been serious.
Yeah.
It could have been
I could
serious.
see. Yeah. I could see how it could have been serious. And yes, that really was like,
It was bad marketing, really. Who's
yeah.
gonna be the king?
That was like giving the patriarchy
Yeah, no, it was giving, like,
energy.
it was giving men think they run this place. And they don't. But anyway, long live the queen. She died, but she reigned for a very long time and she was
She
so
did.
powerful.
She lived a
God
very
bless her soul.
long life.
R.I.P. to the queen.
Yeah.
Okay. So now,
Let's move forward.
move forward. New king. He's been king for like literally 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And now he has cancer. And that's so
Yeah.
sad.
So sad.
Leading us back to Kate.
She's been gone.
She's
They
been gone. She had a
basically
surgery.
said, "Oh, she had surgery. She's gonna be back at Easter." And like literally the world, mostly Americans, which is quite literally none of our
It's none
business.
of our business. We don't even have a queen or a princess. I mean, other than Taylor Swift, who is the queen and the princess and the king.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. So everybody's freaking
Imagine if Taylor
out.
Swift ran for president.
I've been saying that.
Yeah.
Like,
Imagine though.
she would win, like, no one else should even run. Like, if
Yeah.
she announced her candidacy today, it's over. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah. Could you imagine like all in the same year, which I guess technically she got person of the year last year. That would
Yes.
have been last year. But then
Yeah.
also becoming the first woman president.
And she would. She
Like,
has to know that about herself,
no,
that if
she
she ran for
does.
president, she would win because
Yeah.
she is our person of the year. And you know what? This is a note for Bentley Crum, who lives at my house, who's 11 years old. He doesn't think it's that serious. And I'm like, she is person of the year. We
Yeah.
got to get back to Kate. I don't know how we got
Okay,
back to Taylor Swift.
back to Kate.
Back to Kate. So she had surgery. Nobody's seen her, heard from her
Yeah.
since then, and basically people started like conspiracy
Hashtag where's
theorizing,
Kate?
hashtag where's Kate, thinking that some of the conspiracies were like William had an affair and got this other girl pregnant. What were some other ones? That she's dead, like Diana, and they're trying to cover it up. That there's this like power struggle between her and William. Like there was just all these like
Oh, that they're
conspiracy
getting a
theories. They're
divorce.
getting
Do you know
divorced.
what was one I saw?
What?
No, I really saw this. I actually saw this.
Okay.
Somebody posted, a TikTok saying that they believe that she has bulimia and that she,
Yes, I've heard this.
okay, I saw a video about this and that she, like, they posted all these pictures of like where she had band-aids on her fingers, which apparently, like, is that if you have bulimia, then you would have band-aids on your fingers. And, anyways, that she had that and that she was getting treatment for bulimia. So, plot twist, she has
She has
cancer, and
cancer.
everyone out there is the worst. You're all the worst.
Like, honestly, anyone who I what I
She,
want to
people, like,
see.
literally, she's seeing these videos like, oh, her husband cheated on
She was
her.
trying to be so private, like for the sake of
So
her
chill.
family and
Her
her kids.
kids.
And then because of all these like ratchet Americans coming up with all these conspiracy theories and not just believing what they said of like she had the surgery, she's taking time.
Right. Like, just leave it
Just
alone.
leave it
It's
alone.
none of your
And
business.
now we've had to like force her hand into like giving a statement, which is unfair.
Unfair to her,
Because
unfair to
like
her
maybe she
family.
didn't want everybody to know.
No.
Until maybe she was better. And then she'd be like, okay, yay, now I'm better. And I
Right.
got through this. But now she's like in the midst of cancer treatment and having to like give, make videos and give statements. And it's just
Yeah.
not fair.
I mean, we are nothing like the queen or the princess or any of that. But I mean, we were the same way whenever we found out about Caleb's stuff. Like, we were just like, it's kind of no one's business. Like, the only people that we really, you know, talked to about it were very close to us. And then, of course, word gets around
Sure. But like
as it does.
it
But
kind of goes back to like none of it's anybody's business.
no.
Like anything.
And it's not like, yeah, anything.
Really. Like, why do we care so much about what other people are doing?
Yeah.
Why? Well, and some of that is because people make it our business. Like, it's different if someone's like making it everyone's business. Like, this is what I'm doing. This is where I'm at.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah,
Yeah.
blah. Like,
Get
very,
ready with me to literally anything.
I like
The amount of get ready with me's that are just kind of like,
circulating in the world. Get ready with me as a stay-at-home mom who's not going anywhere today.
yeah.
Like, I'm like, okay,
I should try doing
you
those.
should start doing those.
Yeah.
But anyway, some people do make it other people's business, but some people just like aren't. Some people deal with things privately.
Yes, and I think
Shock.
that, whoa,
Yeah. And
crazy.
some people want to make YouTube videos about
What a concept.
it.
No, I mean, I think that there, and we don't have to go in depth about it or anything like that, but I think that we've talked a lot about how over the past year, like, we've really developed a different relationship with social media and just kind of not really laying it all out there. Of course, then it's like kind of like, oh, well, we should start a podcast.
Yeah, then we should start a podcast. But it's different.
It is
It's different
different.
in the sense of like if you're just making a post and you're, whatever that might be. And I feel like there was a time like in my own life where I didn't like think it was that serious. Like you just make posts and it's just like fun, or you post photos of your family or what you're doing or whatnot. But then, like what I learned is that it's way more than what you realize that it is, because the world is so yucky and it's so ugly, and people can take those things and twist them and make it whatever they want it to be. And yeah, it's not for me.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
Yeah, I think like for a long time for me, I and sometimes still do. I mean, I think what it affects the most is like if you don't have family close by and stuff like that, like with like Caleb's family and like his parents and them not living, his brother and all, like everybody kind of being spread out and not being close by, that like me not posting often kind of, I guess they miss that part of like not seeing that thing that happened or whatever. But And also, I went back, oh, I want to see it in my memories or whatever. And like, you don't need that. Like, it is in your memories.
No, like it is,
You
yes.
have that. And like, as much as, yes, you want to share that with other people and like, oh, because I went back and forth, like, oh, it's not fair that like they don't really get to see these photos or whatever. I can send them to the group chat, like, if I want to. But outside of that, it really is no one's business.
No, and also you have to like, it goes back to why am I posting what I'm posting? Like, what's my motivation behind it? Is it for me? It's not. If you're posting something on the internet, it's not for yourself. It's for everyone else to see. And why do you care what those people have to say about your photo or about whatever? And when you kind of like start to unpack that from your life, it's so freeing. And I've talked to you about it before. Like, it has completely even changed. Like, okay, why am I taking this photo that I'm taking? Like, why am I, I mean,
Why did I need to like have this? Why did I need to take this photo? Why did I need to take this video? Why?
because I'm not posting it, so
And that's, and so, but then also, then it kind of makes like the moments that you do take the photos more intentional and more, if that makes
yeah, it
sense.
does make
It's not just
sense.
because, oh, I need a photo of this, or like, obviously, like you want photos. Like Caleb and I realized we didn't even get a photo with just us with Abby at her birthday party. And I could have cried over it
Oh.
because, like, I wanted a photo
Yeah.
with at her 4-year-old birthday party.
Yeah.
And so there are moments that are kind of like intentional that I wanted to have just so I could have had it,
Right.
not for anyone else. But mom's calling me.
She called me already.
We're in the middle of something, teens. We're making a
Awkward.
whole podcast episode about you.
Awkward.
She must have heard us talking about her.
Yeah, she probably did, honestly. Is Tina in the room with us?
Is mom in the room with us?
In spirit.
Yeah.
But anyway,
But yeah.
I think when you've been so burned by something, it's just like
Why? Like, why even?
your circle gets really small and like your life becomes nobody's business. And people get so.
And that is actually okay.
Yes. I mean, think about like life before social media.
No, and that's what I was gonna bring up is like, I know Caleb, he had family in Alabama and he would see them in the summers and stuff. But like outside of that, like,
That was it.
yeah.
Yeah.
And like that was okay.
And then we sit around and wonder, like, why are we the most anxious generation? Why are we so depressed? Why are our young people committing suicide so frequently? Like, I used to be the person that would sit and be like, I don't know. Like, I don't think that's real. Like, whatever. But when you truly experience it for yourself, it is so real. And it's just like your life is truly nobody else's business, other than the people you want to make it their business. Like, you don't have to share every moment. You don't have to share every thought. Like, if there are things, like even now, like I'm kind of starting to like peek my head out a little bit more. And there are things that I'm like, yeah, I want to share that. But in a way of like,
Well, also, like you said,
what is
you
helpful?
kind
What
of
is
like
kind?
you went through like the Rolodex and you're
Yeah.
like, so we're not friends. We're not
Yeah.
friends. Like,
And I still do, by the way.
block.
Block,
You're
delete,
blocked.
block, delete. Yeah.
So I mean, you now have kind of been able to do
Yeah.
that. But also, I was just kind of thinking, like the thing with you too is that the things that kind of like, and I don't even know if I should say this
It's okay.
legally.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
If it's not fine, we can cut it out.
The things that kind of like you were burned at the stake for on social media, you didn't even put on social media.
Right.
But then all of those people, all those really ratchet people
Yeah.
found like just your regular
Yeah.
social media, like with your kids, with your family, and then went to that. And it was like, but the original thing wasn't even something that you like put out for it to be everyone's business
Yeah.
on social media, is what
Right.
I'm saying.
Yeah. And that's something that's really hard too, is because you can't control what other people are putting out there.
Right.
And so for me, it was just better just to not see any of it.
Right.
Like, I don't want to see, I don't want to post anything. I don't want to see other people's posts.
Right.
Like, and sometimes you just have to protect yourself in that way. And I wish that I had, looking back now, like, always had that mindset, but I didn't. And all of that to say is, people are mean. And
people are mean.
You just, like,
why
really,
do you have to be so mean?
Why you gotta be so mean? You have to really, like, guard yourself in what you're sharing and what you're consuming.
Yes.
Mostly what you're consuming.
Yes.
Because you can be so careful about what it is that you're putting out in the world, but, like, it's the things that we're digesting mm-hmm. that are what is so toxic.
Yeah.
And also, like, what I would say, whether that's about circling back to Kate, like, it's so easy to believe all these conspiracy theories that are out there because it's just what we're seeing. So it's like what we're being fed. So we're like, okay, yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah.
And what I would say to that is there were things that I saw about myself and continue to see about myself that I know is not the truth. And people who know the truth knows is not true, but millions of people have consumed as the truth. And that's on that. So you just really can't, like, you turn around.
And at the end of the day, that wasn't the thing. Like, with Kate, like, mm-hmm. at the end of the day,
it was proven not to be true.
Right.
And I hope all those people, like, send her a formal apology.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll be waiting on mine, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, for 1 second, how iconic was Jake, though?
How iconic? I loved, 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 loved. Well, so first of all,
he's an icon.
I, watching it, I got scared for a second because I kind of thought that, like, the car might flip or something.
I thought so, too. I was scared.
Did you really? Because yeah. I kind of thought, like, how it hit, it kind of looked like it was going to, like.
Yeah. It could have, yeah.
Yeah.
No, those cars are really dangerous, too.
And then, like, all the cars behind him, I was like, ah!
Those cars are exponentially more dangerous than, like, a stock car.
Yeah.
So, I already leading anytime he's racing those modifieds, like, I'm already worried.
And I know that, like, stock cars are going fast, too. But they seem to look like they're going so fast.
They have, like, 200 more horsepower.
They're
lighter weight. They are. They're so fast. They were going around that track in 13 seconds. That's very fast.
That's so fast.
Yeah. No, so fast. They're going so fast.
Yeah. But, no, so whenever that happened, I was on the couch. I jumped up off the couch.
Yeah.
And just, like, ran to the TV.
Yeah.
And was just staring at the TV because then they moved it to, like, all the other cars.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't see, like, if he was okay or not. And
yeah.
then I saw him get out.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, he's okay.
Yeah.
And then whenever I heard them say they were going to interview him, which also, did it cut out on your TV at the beginning?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So no. On my TV, the very, very, very first, like, probably the first 3 words he said, cut out. And I thought to myself.
Oh, no. Did they bleep this?
I thought to myself, they did this on purpose.
No, it wasn't cut out on my TV.
Yeah.
So we're all sitting there. We're like, okay, we're going to get a word with Jake Crum. And it was like me.
What
and
were
Bentley.
You thinking?
I was just like, I quite literally didn't know.
Like, you didn't know if this was going to be like group chat vibes? Or you know what? I don't think I've ever heard Jake do an interview.
Really?
I don't think I've ever been there when he's doing an interview.
He's not like an interview guy. He's a man of few words.
Yeah.
In that scenario. And so you just don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But I loved it.
I loved
it. Now, the internet interneted.
Oh, they did?
A little bit.
Okay.
A lot of people, which
tell me.
90% of what I've seen were, like, on Jake's side because clearly he got wrecked. Like, it's
obvious. They did the replay twice and it was, like,
no,
super, super obvious.
Yeah. But nobody, I've not seen anybody, like, argue that.
Yeah.
That it was his whatever. But yeah. I've seen people being like, oh, that's karma. That's just karma. Or, like, what was another one?
That's karma.
what was another one? I saw a few that were just, like, you know, he deserved it or whatever. And what I want to say to those people is, like, what if that's your wife or your husband that could potentially get extremely hurt in that situation?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely don't think he deserved it. I think the whole
No.
time, because even that guy, did this become a race?
Oh
Is this a racing podcast? You know what? LOL right now, because when we like ever talked about like what we're gonna talk about on our pod and like all those
yeah.
things, we were kind of like, this probably won't be like a racing podcast because I'm not really like in the scene,
Yeah,
you
yeah, yeah,
know?
yeah.
But I will say this, just kind of like looking at the race at a glance.
At a glance.
The car that they, you know, had the altercation,
Yeah.
the wreck,
Yeah.
is it the same car that like whenever that they got behind all those lap cars that he passed that car
Yeah.
through? And like I thought that that was really admirable that there was all that lap traffic and he still like cleanly was able to like pass him
Yeah.
and the lap
So
car.
that guy, his name is Matt Hirschman, not to name names, his name is Matt
Well, I did
Hirschman.
see his interview.
Yeah. He is, so for just to like explain this to you and to some of the viewers who don't know, he is what people would say the greatest modified driver of this generation. They
Wow.
call him like big money Matt Hirschman. He wins all, he's like, he wins. He
Wow.
is the guy.
He's
He's
the
the guy.
guy.
He is the best modified driver of
Yeah.
our time. And so that's why Jake was like, I wouldn't have expected that from him.
Yeah.
Which now I will add this disclaimer in there. From the time I saw it, I never thought it looked intentional. Like I didn't think he wrecked Jake on purpose.
Yeah.
And so he did talk, Jake did talk to Matt after the race. And basically his spotter called him clear. And so he went out to the wall.
Right, because Jake was just like barely like
Yeah.
right.
He wasn't barely there. I've watched the
No,
replay 10 times. He
I
was
know,
there.
but like
Yeah, so
he
his
definitely wasn't
spotter, he
clear.
wasn't clear at all. That spotter should be fired. I hope you're fired. Sorry, not sorry. Because that was a multi, that was like, I wouldn't dare to say that was a $500,000 mistake as far as like equipment that got tore up.
Yeah.
So essentially, I think Matt just made a mistake. Like, I think his spotter made a mistake. But also, as a driver, if you're being called clear, like,
You have to really
he was
kind
all
of.
the way up to his door. So, like, if
Yeah.
somebody's up to my door, I'm
You're
gonna
gonna
know I'm not
know.
clear,
Yeah.
even if the spotter says I'm clear. I'm gonna take a second look at that.
Yeah.
So, I think Matt made a mistake. I think the spotter made a mistake. And I don't think he did it like maliciously or with like ill
Because also,
intent.
wasn't there another car right behind him,
Yeah,
too?
yeah. So I think mistakes were made, and basically, like, you wouldn't expect that of a driver like of that caliber.
Right.
But like what me and Jake have said is like we're all human. We all
Yes.
make mistakes. We all make
We
mistakes.
all make mistakes.
And anyway, long story short, if you didn't see the interview, he basically was like, people don't like me.
People have their opinions of me,
I
and
don't
I respect.
care.
And that's that.
And that's that.
Thank you
And
so much.
I loved it. Like, I'm like, put it on a t-shirt, put it on his tombstone. But some people were like
Yeah.
posting that clip because they posted that clip, the internets. And I understand, like, people
The clip got posted?
before the wreck was even cleaned up.
See, this is not in the algorithm.
Okay, well, you're in the wrong
Before it
algorithm.
ever even started back.
Yeah.
Like,
You're in the wrong angle. So basically, the wreck wasn't even cleaned up yet. Like, they're still on the track, and that clip's already like of Jake, like the wreck, and then
it's already on Twitter.
it was on Twitter, and Twitter's the worst. Honestly, that's
Twitter
where
is, I mean, wait, X.
X, whatever. So X,
X is not marking the spot.
no. X is marking the spot for all the crazy people of the world.
Yeah, like X marks the
X,
spot. I mean, I've never been on Reddit, but like I imagine that X and Reddit are they are
cohesive
they
together.
they're cousins.
Okay. They are kissing cousins. And it's wild. No, so like I haven't seen anything bad in what pertains to Jake on like Facebook. I'm sure it's out there, but I haven't personally seen it. It's not in
Yeah.
my algorithm,
Yeah.
which my algorithm is very specific these days. But
You're just like watching people eat lobster.
we'll talk about that on another day
Yeah,
because that's real. So, but on Twitter, people were like posting that clip of Jake being like, I'm gonna beat that, whatever. He said, I'm gonna beat that butt for him when I come back.
Oh, okay.
And what he meant by that is we're going to get our car ready and we're going to come back and we're going to win.
Yeah.
People were posting that and like tagging NASCAR and being like, he's going to beat somebody up. And I'm just like, you guys are so stupid.
What crowd did you go to?
Are you dumb, stupid, or dumb? Because, like, I don't know, but,
he's literally just saying that he's going to win.
He's going to win. Win, 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 no matter what. Because he is the king slash queen of the modifieds. And he was. And everybody knew it. You know it. I know it. Everybody. Anyway, the moral of the story is this is not a racing podcast.
This is not a racing podcast.
But we were just talking about, you know,
the recap.
The recap. Giving the recap. It was iconic. He was an icon.
Yeah.
And I'll never stop saying that.
Yeah.
And it's not just because he's my husband. Like, at the end of the day, at the end of Jake's life, like, when he is retired and, like, all this time has passed, Jake Crum will be recognized as one of the greatest of our time.
Yeah.
Period.
Exclamation point.
And that's a fact.
And that's a fact. Facts. I'm glad you got that out.
Thank you.
I'm so glad. So we got that out.
I'm glad we could talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was the racing tea of the week.
Is that going to be a segment?
So that's I think it should be.
That is something that we, you know, want to be able to do moving forward. Obviously, it's going to take a while to kind of get there. But, like, we do want to have segments.
Yeah.
And we want to hear from you guys. We want to hear how you feel about everything.
Yes.
And we love, like, seeing your interactions to the post, and like, that was bringing me so much joy when some people were like, I've been waiting for this.
Yeah. I'm laughing so hard. Yeah. I just died laughing. Like, yes. We're here to bring joy.
Yes. We just want this to be a place of joy, and that you, if you're having a hard day or like, even if you're not, that it's just a place that you come and you just have fun and you can just sit with us and just have fun and not be too serious.
Yes. And also something that like you can listen to like with your kids in the car.
Right. Because there are a lot of things out there that you cannot listen to with your kids.
You're putting that earbud in.
You're having to earbud. And we do not want it to be like that.
We don't want it to be like that.
Yes. You're not going to like.
This is a kid friendly podcast.
This is a kid friendly podcast because guess what? The kids are in the room with us.
Are the kids in the room with us? Yes.
They are.
Okay, so that was the tea. And it was hot today and sweet and a little unsweet, but it was good. So we will be meeting here weekly. And you can come and listen to us anywhere you can find podcasts. No, that's not true yet. But Apple, Spotify, and YouTube for the current moment. And give us a thumbs up and like it and share it because we need to get us some sponsors so we can get better equipped to give you all the joy and spread just the love and kindness and all the things. Anyway.
Yeah. Comment, rate, review.
Give it 5 stars.
Tell your friend.
Because this is a 5-star quality podcast.
Tell your server. When you go on a date, if you got to eat, tell your server.
Send it into your group chat.
Send it into the group chat. Make sure that group chat's not silenced.
Yeah, tell your mama.
Tell your mama.
Tell your baby mama. Anyway, that was the tea. Comment, like, share, all the things.
Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.